Life by Design 65, The Great Productivity Lie. Do you ever find yourself ticking off dozens of tasks, but somehow feeling stagnant and stuck in place? Productivity apps may be killing your ability to make true progress in your life and work. I started today with a simple goal, to update the hero image on a client's website. But first, I needed to update his latest brand assets. So I signed into Google Drive, but of course my PC had to run an update. So while I waited on a restart, I noticed my PC shelf was a bit wobbly and was about to fall off. To fix that shelf, I needed a screwdriver, but I'd left my toolbox in the car, and then I noticed the car battery was dead, but luckily I know my neighbour has charger cables. I grabbed the charger cables, but then I had to help my neighbour. And so on, until the next thing you know, I'm in a field in the middle of nowhere, shaving a yak, and I can't remember how I got there. Next thing you know, the website still says coming soon. This is called yak shaving, i.e. you start one task which leads to another and another and another, and before you know it, the day is over and you haven't finished any of your tasks. This pattern is one of the biggest barriers that's preventing you from realising your full potential. There's this crazy idea that everyone has that if you can just be productive enough, you'll finish everything on your to-do list. But here's the issue, tasks lead to more tasks. The more things that you finish, the more tasks you have to do. And the faster you do them, the longer your to-do list will get. It's a vicious cycle. Increased productivity leads to more things to do, which requires more productivity to do them, which leads to more things to do. It's a loop that will lead straight to burnout. And what's worse is that many productivity apps that we use day to day actually encourage this cycle. We've all been sold a fantasy, a beautiful, organized, color-coded fantasy where you tick off tasks like a machine and you feel amazing about yourself because you're so productive. So this week in Life by Design, I'm going to share why your productivity apps might actually be making you less productive and how to recognise the difference between making real progress and just ticking off tasks. It's quite often hard to spot because it never feels how you think it should. The waterfall of distraction. This waterfall of distraction can happen to your time too. And the weird thing was, I wasn't even aware of it happening. I'd spend every day yak shaving instead of actually working on my most important tasks. And somehow, every day, I would finish work and then I would repeat the pattern. First days, then weeks, then months, then years. Eventually I realised something was wrong here and I turned to productivity hacks and gurus for help. That's when I discovered there were two types of productivity. One of these types of productivity is very attractive, but will lead you astray down paths that lead straight to burnout. The other path is dark, even scary, but will help you carve out the life you want from the chaos. So this is how you know whether you're fooling yourself. Fake productivity is a dopamine trap. First, know this. Productivity apps are designed to make you feel good, not to make you productive. I absolutely love ClickUp. In fact, I built my whole business around ClickUp. But nevertheless, productivity apps are a SaaS, software as a service, and they have competition. Like any app, they compete for your attention. They are designed to be addictive and to keep you glued to your platform, ticking off tasks, whether or not they are important to you. This is the great lie about productivity. We sit ticking off lots of menial tasks very quickly, and it feels great. Whoosh, another email. Just look at all those ticks in our to-do list. Task marked as complete, a satisfying click, run confetti animations. And we kid ourselves that we're being productive. The paradox of productivity. The great paradox of productivity is that fake productivity feels good. True productivity feels uncomfortable. When we're ticking off all these tasks in our productivity apps, it feels like we're getting stuff done, but really we're going nowhere. We're sacrificing momentum for satisfaction. It's fake productivity. Productivity literally means producing. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, what are we producing? If we follow these traditional productivity tools, the only thing we're producing is more busy work for ourselves. This form of traditional productivity permeates almost every part of our culture and prioritises doing more stuff in less time. There's this idea that if we can just be productive enough, we'll finish that everything on our to-do list. In other words, that we'll be able to clear our plates. The issue with this, of course, is that more stuff comes onto our plates daily. Tasks lead to more tasks. The more things that you do, the more things you're going to have to do. And the faster you do them, the longer your to-do list gets. And there's a little graphic that illustrates this. You know, if you call back an inquiry, you then have to write up a proposal. If they accept your proposal, you have to onboard the new client. You have to fulfill that project. And on and on and on in an ever-branching increase of tasks. Once we understand that increased productivity leads to more things to do, which requires more productivity, which requires more things to do, we can see how this is a cruel burnout cycle. Productivity apps help us how to complete tasks faster, but they never stop to ask why or what tasks to complete. So let's meet the alter ego of true productivity. True productivity feels uncomfortable. True productivity looks and feels the exact opposite of productivity. It's messy, it's difficult, it's stressy, it's often inconclusive. And this is why it's so hard to recognise and why most of us avoid true productivity at all costs. Real productivity is usually messy handwritten notes, ignoring emails to focus on what's important, long lingering lists of ignored tasks, launching before we're ready, done is better than perfect. It means unsatisfying open mental loops. You can see why none of this is attractive and why people sacrifice true productivity for fake productivity. But when we sacrifice feeling good to sit down and actually do the work, we produce results that move the needle in our business and in our life. If you've read the book 4,000 Weeks, then you already know the only true productivity method is working less. We have to be more selective about what we do so that we can get the right things done. And here's a graphic in the blog article which illustrates the difference between true productivity and fake productivity. Under fake productivity, you'll see the user bouncing between task to task, going in all sorts of directions, and they never really reach their true goal. They just get bounced off of different tasks. In true productivity, we're carving a path through all of these distracting tasks in a straight line, straight to the true goal. Yes, things might not get done, they might get missed, but our true goal gets finished. Fake productivity vs true productivity. So, why do the most productive people sometimes appear disorganized from the outside? Some of the most successful people I know have messy desks, unfinished tasks, they don't reply to emails, and their offices are a complete disaster of chaos. Well, we all have the same amount of time in the day. The difference is that successful people seem to have powerful daily routines that make more of the time that they do have. It's not because they're faster, or they're smarter, or they have better productivity software. It's because they're absolutely ruthless about what they say no to. I believe that work-life balance isn't really possible. Ironically, balance means letting lots of other things slide to focus on what's important to you at this point in your life. And of course, that will change over time. But to be true producers, we must learn to tell the difference between valuable tasks and menial tasks, between growth tasks and maintenance tasks. How to tell the difference between growth tasks versus maintenance tasks? True productivity is not getting more done, it's getting the right things done and working on them just a little bit every day using a deep work habit. Think about your eyes. You can only focus on one thing at once. You have to stop looking at one object to focus on another. You have to learn to intentionally focus on your chosen target. Being a solopreneur often feels like having 127 things to do every day, but only being able to choose one. So doing less tasks is the only way to make more with the time you do have. So how do we choose which tasks are important? Well, I like to separate them into two buckets, growth tasks and maintenance tasks. And these are three questions you can ask to determine which is which. Does this task decrease the number of hours you have to work? 2. Does it improve your happiness or fulfillment in your life or work? 3. Does it increase the amount of money you can make per hours of work? These three questions will help you identify whether this task is a growth task or a maintenance task. I'm not saying that you don't do maintenance tasks, but you should be working on your growth tasks first. And there's a parable that perfectly captures this. The parable of the lion and the antelope. A lion is perfectly capable of capturing, killing, and eating field mice, but the energy required to hunt those mice exceeds the caloric value of the mouse itself. A lion that spends its whole day hunting and eating field mice would still slowly starve to death despite catching and eating the mice. A lion can't live on field mice, a lion needs to eat antelope. So ask yourself at the end of the day, did I spend today chasing mice or hunting antelope? Most of us are spending our days chasing mice, ticking off small tasks that feel good but don't move us forwards. True productivity means hunting antelope, tackling big, scary, messy tasks that actually change your life and business. So let's zoom out and take a macro view of our life, back to the first principles of thought so we can decide what to focus on. Before we decide what to focus on, we have to decide what to say no to, so we have more time to work on the tasks that move us forwards and produce the growth results. We have to figure out the results we actually want to achieve and break these grand goals into small daily projects that we can fit into a 20-minute schedule block and repeat every morning. The links above will give you the deep dive, but here's the short version. How to actually be truly productive. 1. Figure out where you should be spending your time. 2. Work on only the tasks that move you in that direction. 3. Ignore other tasks until the growth tasks have been completed. 4. Work on these steps daily. This sounds simple, but of course simple doesn't mean easy. You have to figure out what the big picture is first. Distraction will be a constant battle, and it sneaks up. You won't even notice it when you've veered off track. There's a consistency system I use for solopreneurs that I use to make sure I'm working in the right direction, and there's a link to that in the main article. So key insights for today. Sacrifice feeling good for doing the important work. Your productivity apps are designed to make you feel good, not to make you successful. So the paradox of productivity is that finishing tasks quicker means more tasks to finish. So here's how to take action in the next 5 minutes. Look at your to-do list right now. Take time to circle one task that would actually move your business forward if completed, or make the next task easier. And then block off 90 minutes tomorrow to work exclusively on that one task. No email, no phones, no distractions. I hope that helped. If you'd like to dive more into this, you can subscribe for the system that I mentioned in the article to steal my template for daily, weekly, monthly, and annual reviews to make sure you're working in the right direction and always working on your growth tasks.